You're listening to the audio production of Talking About Race, Gospel Hope for Hard Conversations by Isaac Adams, published by Zondervan and read by Rick N. Jones. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com.
For Jan Adams, my mother, who taught me that a mind is a terrible thing to waste, I am rising up and calling you blessed. I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Isaiah 6:5. We wear the mask that grins and lies. It hides our cheeks and shades our eyes. This debt we pay to human guile, with torn and bleeding hearts we smile, and mouth with myriad subtleties. Why should the world be overwise in counting all our tears and sighs? Nay, let them only see us while we wear the mask. We smile, but O great Christ, our cries to thee from tortured souls arise. We sing, but O the clay is vile beneath our feet and long the mile. But let the world dream otherwise. We wear the mask. Paul Laurence Dunbar, 1896. Why I wrote this book. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. Romans 15:13. But have the opponents of mass incarceration done their job by simply describing and detailing the phenomena? Have public advocates rendered their best service to communities by refusing to point a way forward? Has it compounded the problem by leaving off solutions? Have our best public intellectuals been the best public servants if they convey no hope? Thabiti Anyabwile. If I can be honest with you, I said to my congregation, even as I prepared to give this talk, I was shaking in my boots. So began a lecture that was the seed of this book, a book I did not intend to write. Originally, I set out to write a different book. It would have been a book giving biblical and practical guidance on where Christians could begin to combat racism. I wanted to help evangelicals generally, and white evangelicals specifically, who were sincerely sympathetic to racial concerns, but at a loss about how to respond to them. I sought to answer the question they ask me when I teach on race and racism. What can I do? But then as I began preparing that book, Ahmaud Arbery was gunned down. And in the wake of this tragedy, African-American actor Sterling K. Brown went live on Facebook after returning from a particularly hard run. If you are familiar with Arbery's case, you know why it is pertinent for Brown to speak after going for a run. While running is inherently challenging, what made this run especially hard for Brown was the face mask he had to wear. Such garb had become standard during the COVID-19 outbreak. The mask stifled Brown's breath. The mask obscured Brown's face, and there was even more to his mask than met the eye. Brown testified of how, as a black man who regularly navigated white spaces, he always had to wear a mask of sorts, albeit invisible. Brown echoed the same struggle poet Paul Laurence Dunbar described over 100 years earlier in his poem, We Wear the Mask. Like many black people in predominantly white spaces, Dunbar and Brown didn't feel safe to be honest about who they were or what they experienced. And I couldn't shake the thought of that hiding. Brown's video haunted me. It resonated with me on many levels. As a black man in the 21st century America lamenting yet another racial tragedy. As a father of 3 precious brown babies. As a pastor of a church that is multi-ethnic in one sense, predominantly white in another sense. A church that sits in Washington, D.C., Chocolate City, my hometown. You see, as a pastor, shepherding people from lots of different ethnicities, I knew people who felt like Brown. Regardless of their racial background, not a few of them felt like they had to wear a mask when talking about race. Yet they didn't realize that they were wearing these masks and that others were too. I kept thinking about this dilemma, and it occurred to me that before we could talk about action, we would be helped to talk to one another. Period, and learn why we struggle to do even that. That is, before we answer the question, what can I do? We'd be helped to answer these questions.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?